producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by the Vice President of the National Motorist Association, John Bowman. He's going to talk to us about how you can stand up for your rights in court. We need to understand that across this country, we have police departments enforcing quotas. It's been admitted many times. The New York Police Department came after Adrian Schoolcraft when he made audio recordings exposing their quotas for minor offenses, not just traffic tickets, but all kinds of minor offenses in New York. And, of course, they denied that that happened. They even arrested him and put him in an asylum, disappeared him. And he made a second audio tape when they came to his apartment and took him away of the second in command at the New York Police Department at the time, threatening to take him away unless he gave up his tapes. And they found the tape that he had on him, but they didn't find the tape that he had up on the shelf behind the books. And so we know exactly what was said in that room. His father had to track him down. His father was also a police officer. But they said, we don't have any quotas. But we saw what happened after the Eric Garner murder. We saw that he was killed over a minor violation, taxes on tobacco. And in response to the City Hall criticism from Mayor de Blasio, they said, we're going to stop arresting and ticketing people unless it's absolutely necessary. And guess what? It went down by 95%, and they lost millions in the city of New York for several weeks. I think it was a little bit more than a month, illustrating the fact that most of what they do is revenue collection. And we've got numerous examples of this all across the country that are happening. So we're going to talk to the National Motorist Association about what you can do and what you need to do to stand up for your rights. But I want to continue with your calls in this segment. Let's go to Johnny in Missouri. Johnny?
Hey, David. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Sure. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You know, we've got a lot of patriot groups out there struggling to regain the footing that the American people are supposed to have. And I would like to bring one to the forefront, if I could, sir.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. We have a signature drive going where we're trying to get 1 million signatures to put on a mandamus, which is an order to the court, to acknowledge the citizen's position in our government, which is the head, according to our founding documents.
Tell us where we can find that.
Absolutely. www.nationallibertyalliance.org.
Nationallibertyalliance.org.
Yeah, and it's right on the right-hand side of the page when you get on the welcome page.
I think it's very important. We have to stand together collectively for our individual rights. That's what we're going to be talking to as far as our rights as motorists. You know, driving is not a privilege. That's what we're going to be talking to the National Motorist Association about. Thank you so much, Johnny. Let's go quickly to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, I want to try to get as many calls as we can.
Yeah, David, thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, you know, people wake up from a lot of different ways, and I'm glad people are waking up as they watch Obama. But, you know, This system that we live under has been operating unconstitutionally and in a predatory and criminal way since long before any of us ever heard of Obama. Now, I've always voted Republican and all that until 10 years ago when I woke up. And, you know, people think that this started and is going to end with Obama. And I keep hearing people say, well, Obama's not going to leave office. He's going to declare martial law. I've been hearing that for every president ever since I can remember. I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, they've been operating under an emergency declaration since FDR, but yeah, it's people need to wake up, and they need to understand this isn't a Republican, it isn't a Democrat thing. As I pointed out earlier, we got Lindsey Graham saying, as president, I would deploy the military against Congress. Well, maybe he's exaggerating there for a point, but he's the guy who said, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. when they're talking about indefinite detention without trial. This guy is ruthless, and the people who want to excuse it for Obama are going to find it under a Republican, and the people who are Republicans thinking it's only Obama are going to wake up too. Sorry I don't have time for more of your calls. Don't hang on, because we're going to be talking about different subjects. We're going to talk about National Motorist Associations.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to the Vice President of the National Motor Association, John Bowman, in just a moment. But I think we need to remember that before this police shooting happened yesterday, we had the police chief as well as a corrupt judge and his court both taken out. And the basis for it had nothing to do with Michael Brown. The basis for them being taken out was that they were violating state and federal laws in terms of quotas, in terms of using their police and their court system to generate revenue. Not to protect people, not to enforce law, but to generate revenue. That is strictly prohibited under Missouri law, as it is in most states, and it is prohibited by the Constitution, as the Justice Department pointed out. We have ample evidence of this. Let me just read you some of the cases. Going back to 2011, we have a police chief in League City, Texas, accused of threatening to punish officers if they didn't write a certain amount of tickets. And, of course, ticket quotas are illegal, according to the Texas Transportation Code. Then we have another one, May 20th, 2013. This is in Fort Worth, a North Texas officer says that ticket quotas do exist, and it may be a ticket to getting a trophy. So he blew the whistle on the Fort Worth police, and he spoke to the local news writers there. Now, what they were telling them there was they weren't saying, we need a certain number of tickets. No, they were very clever about it. They called them, we have to have a certain number of contacts with the public each day. We need 4 contacts with the public each day. Oh, we don't mean that's tickets. Let me tell you what, they're not pulling people over and having them roll down the window and saying, I just want to tell you how awesome you are. Where'd you get this car? I just love this car. No, they're giving them tickets. That's what they mean by contacts. Now, the police in Houston got even more ridiculous about this. This is a story going back to 2006. They had a quota system, but they called it getting 2, quote unquote, ducks a day, 2 ducks a day. And when they reported this in the Houston Chronicle, they said, well, they ran afoul of the law. Yeah, you know what? If it doesn't look like a duck, if it looks like a traffic ticket, it acts like a traffic ticket, and it stings like a traffic ticket, it's a traffic ticket. And then, just this month, just March 9th, just a couple of days ago, we see cops across the country being disciplined, not for brutality, but for not writing enough tickets. They're talking about cops in Whittier, California. Of course, we got the entire highway patrol involved in this in Tennessee. We've got another cop that was fired. This is an article from July 25th, 2013, InfoWars. Cop fired for speaking out against ticket and arrest quotas. So there's a lot of lawbreaking going on by the police when they're writing these tickets. And the National Motorist Association wants to help you stand up for your rights, and they will offer you, they will back you up. They'll offer you help to fight these tickets in court. They want you to go to court. They want you to stand up for your rights individually. If you lose, they've got a program, a traffic justice program, they call it. Well, they will pay for your ticket, your court costs, and so we want to talk to them about that as well as the many issues. Joining us now is John Bowman of the National Motorist Association. Welcome, John.
Hi, David. It's great to be with you.
Thank you for coming on. Now, we started out talking about these traffic quotas. And talk to us about that. That's a widespread national issue, of course.
It is, and it's getting a lot of attention lately, as you pointed out. We see instances from all over the country, very similar to what you're talking about, where a cop will sort of blow the whistle on what is the worst-kept secret in law enforcement in terms of ticket quotas. And the way a lot of the departments sort of spin this is they say, well, we don't have ticket quotas per se, but we do use the ticket volume that an officer writes in terms of measuring their overall performance for promotions and for HR purposes. So they say these are nothing more than performance measures. And
yeah,
that's how they get around this. But for all practical purposes, they are quotas, and quotas really take away what we think is one of the police officer's most valuable tools, and that's discretion and judgment. And there are certain cases where normally an officer would not write a ticket, but they're under the gun, so to speak, for their quota, and they'll write up a lousy ticket and move on. So motorists and people on the street are the ones who really suffer over this.
Let me talk about, you've got, I think it's about 10 points on your website program, things that you guys are standing for here that I think are very interesting. Kind of gives people a feel for what the problems are on our roads. You say, number one, taxes related to driving or vehicle ownership should only be used for road construction and maintenance. 2, drivers already pay taxes to construct and maintain roads, so they shouldn't be forced to pay them again in the form of toll roads. And, of course, John, we're going to see that these toll roads are going to take a completely different form in terms of charging us by the mile once we get the black box recorders in our cars. And that was the way that I found you, was by an article that was written by your president about the black box recorders that have been finding their ways into our cars since 1994. Going back to 1994, there was only a couple of models of GM cars that had the black box recorders in it that's been building. And as of 2015 models, all manufacturers are now required to have these black box recorders in there. And we know how this is going to break down. The very company that's making these black box recorders, Harris Semiconductor, has also been making Stingray devices that the police have been using illegally without search warrants to search our phones as we move around, mostly moving around in cars. So we know that with the combination of the capability of collecting and storing this information. We know from what we've seen, we just had a report yesterday, how the CIA is doing the same thing, probably using the same, they didn't mention, this is a Wall Street Journal article, they didn't mention that it was Harris Semiconductor, but we know that the CIA has been working with the U.S. Marshals, also spying on people in a dragnet manner, illegally. We know what they're going to do with these vehicle-to-vehicle communications, with these talking cars, with these black boxes. They're going to be recording the number of miles that you drive so they can tax you. They're going to be instantly giving you speeding tickets so that you can no longer be able to really drive your car. They're going to push people out of the cars into these self-driving cars.
Boy, you've really said a mouthful there. And, yeah, eventually it will come down to that. All of the technology that's available now, and you mentioned some of that, through black boxes, through vehicle-to-vehicle communications, and any number of other surveillance and communications technologies, yeah, you are going to be tracked pretty much everywhere you go. They'll know how you're driving, whether you're driving recklessly or exceeding the speed limit. And what's more is they'll be able to charge you accordingly based on congestion fees and things like that. So there's a social engineering aspect to this, which we find very troubling. We believe that people should be able to drive where they want to, when they want to, and how they want to, you know, in an unencumbered way. But when you start putting incentives in place, like, well, you can't drive into the downtown area between 4 and 6 p.m. unless you pay double for the mileage, this gets into some very uncomfortable areas for a lot of people. And we see this coming up. Ultimately, though, who knows? We probably will have driverless cars, maybe not as soon as a lot of people think we will. But ultimately, yeah, I think we will see that in probably, widespread in 15 to 20 years. And then who knows what happens after that? There's still a lot of questions regarding
I think
that.
It's going to happen much sooner than that. That's the only thing I would disagree with you on. I know that we both agree that moving about in the country, moving about anywhere, that should be a basic fundamental right. And it is a very dangerous situation that we're put into when the government takes control of transportation. I think, John, that's been what's behind the war on cars for a very long time. The government wants to control our movement. They want us to be dependent on them to move around. And they will be able to do that with these driverless cars. The head of Uber has already gone on record saying, you know what makes taxis, what makes our service expensive is that dude in the car. And once that dude goes away, we get very cheap. And you know what else goes away, he says, is private ownership of cars. I think it's very important for us to come together with organizations like yours, just like people have come together to defend Second Amendment rights. We need to come together to defend our ability to travel. We need to stand collectively to defend our individual rights. I want to read a couple of other things, get your comments about this program that you have in terms of the traffic justice program. Some of the other things that you point out on your website, the 10 points, you say drivers should not be stopped or detained without probable cause. That's what we're seeing happening in Ferguson. Money should not be corrupting our traffic enforcement system. Corporations should have no influence on traffic laws or public referendums. And drivers have a right to a fair trial. That's what you're trying to get people to stand up. That's the way we shut down this kind of quota system, isn't it?
It is. We believe that people should fight every single traffic ticket they get. We know it's a hassle, but really the only way to reform a corrupt traffic justice system that is geared towards generating revenue above all else is to get people to exercise that system and to point out its flaws, to take advantage of it, and ultimately to break it down.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's very hard to do. We estimate that about only 5% of people who get traffic tickets ever bother to fight them. And, of course, you know, that if you don't fight your traffic ticket, you've lost already. I mean, you're throwing up your hands, you're making that payment, you're getting points on your license, and you'll never know what you could have done had you gone to court and stood up for yourself. And that's the only way that a system like this is going to change.
Well, they make it very enticing for you to compromise on your rights because they'll raise the level of the ticket to a higher, and when you come to them, they'll say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll knock a couple of miles off of it. We'll make it so that you don't get points on your insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So they'll try to get you to compromise your fundamental rights. You have to hang tough, because this is about something that is far more important than just your ticket. It's about rolling back this illegal system that compromises our due process, and it's about standing up to a government that says that you're not going to have due process. I don't know how many states there are. Maybe you can speak to this. Here in Texas, you can check a box and say that you want a jury trial.
Yeah, some states will allow you to have a jury trial for a traffic ticket. Many do not. We would encourage everyone, if they have that option, to take it through a jury trial. You know, fighting a traffic ticket sometimes is a little
bit... John, we've got to go to a break. Hang on. We'll be right back. And I want you to tell people what you do to help people fight this in court. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the National Motorist Association.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Bowman of the National Motorist Association. Their website is motorists.org. And this is an organization that was started in 1982 to combat the 55-mile-an-hour national maximum speed limit. They were successful in getting that returned. I want to talk to him in this last segment we have him for about the assistance that they offer people to fight traffic tickets in court and the incentives that they offer for people to do that. You know, we have a right to travel. We have a right to move about freely. It's one of the worst ways that government can control you if they can restrict your movement. We should be very concerned about the efforts to do this. But, of course, the way they typically enact these kind of controls is to do it illegally. So we're going to talk to him about that. I want you to remember, too, that, you know, George Washington once said, the British move about freely, but it's between high walls. In other words, they were very constricted, even though they had some leeway in what they could do. And that's the situation we're in today. We feel like we're free in some respects, but boy, we hit those walls pretty quickly because they are much higher, they're much closer to us than ever before, and they've got surveillance cameras all over them. And now they're putting those surveillance cameras in our cars, and they're going to be monitoring everything we do. Right now, we need to stand up, and we need to remember that this is the way they got the corrupt sheriff in Ferguson, as well as the corrupt court, to stand down, was because they were setting up a traffic quota system. You need to fight this. You don't need to compromise with us. We just had one of the fellows in the staff area saying that he just got a ticket, and there's a discount on the back for paying it off early. They do everything to try to incentivize you to compromise your rights. But tell us, John Bowman, tell us what you do to help people to fight this in court, because you want people to stand up and fight for their rights individually.
Absolutely, we do. And to help people do that, first of all, we're a membership-based organization, so you have to join us. Anyone is eligible to do so. It's a $35 a year membership dues. And along with that, you get benefits that include one-on-one consultations via phone and email with our staff here if you do have a ticket and you want some assistance fighting that. We also have a lot of printed information on our website, as well as an ebook that members are eligible to download that goes through the whole process of fighting a ticket. You also have access to our experts around the country who've been through this process and know the lay of the land locally, so you can consult with them as well. But I think the thing that you're leading up to is what we call our traffic justice program, which if you meet the requirements for it, if you go to court and fight your, this is specific to speeding tickets, you fight your speeding ticket and still get a guilty verdict, we will reimburse you for the cost of the ticket.
Wow.
As well as court fees up to a maximum amount per year.
Mm-hmm.
And there really aren't many requirements for this, but the big one is that people have to be an existing active member of the association at the time they get their ticket in order to be eligible for this. So if you've got a traffic ticket pending right now, and you join us and try to take advantage of the program, you won't be eligible for it.
Right. But, of course, you can still, as a member, you can still get help to understand
Absolutely.
How to fight this in court. And that's one of the key things, because it really can be fought in court. One of the things that you point out on your blog, one of the 10 points that you're talking about is you say speed limits should be consistent with typical speeds of normal responsible drivers. And you also have a lot of information there about speed traps throughout the country as well, don't you?
We do. It's one of our primary issues, and speed limits that are set artificially too low, meaning below the prevailing speed of traffic on a given stretch of road, those tend to breed speed traps, because there is a natural speed that people reach on a highway, and they tend to travel at that speed no matter what the posted speed limit is.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, that's actually the safest speed at which to travel. When you lower the speed limit below that, you're making violators out of a high percentage of drivers who are, in fact, driving responsibly, and that's what breeds speed traps for revenue purposes.
Well, the other thing that they do, which is what they do around here in Austin, is they will change the speed quite a bit over a very short period of time. That's another tactic. One of the things that you talk about, of course, too, is red light tickets as well as speed cameras. And, of course, this is something that is in the very, very early stages. We're going to see this on steroids as we have this electronic these listening devices move their way into our cars with not only the black boxes but the vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Even before we get to driverless cars, we are going to have that kind of situation coming in on steroids. And so we need to get together and fight collectively against this. And I think organizations like yours are going to be very important for us to stand up for our rights to be able to travel. Otherwise, they're going to have us in corporately owned cars owned by a couple of companies like Uber, and we're going to have all of our movements controlled and watched, aren't we, John?
We are, and couple that with things like national IDs, the Real ID Act that is going to be coming full force next year, and certainly there are going to be more and more barriers to traveling freely around the country.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, John Bowman, Motorist.org. It's the National Motorist Association. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Lang. I'll be your host today. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Representative David Simpson from Texas. You may remember him from a couple of years ago when he introduced a bill to stop the TSA from sexually molesting American citizens, especially children. He was outraged by it, as we all should be. I really like David Simpson. He's a Christian libertarian. He's somebody who can speak to a very important group of people, and that is the Christians who reflexively support prohibition. Prohibition was supported, alcohol prohibition was foisted upon us by a lot of well-meaning people who didn't understand that government is force. George Washington, the founders of this country, understood that. They lectured us about that. They said it's not persuasion, it's not compassion. its force. It's like a fire. You have to keep control of it. It is a fearful servant and a dreadful master. But we've lost that lesson. We use the government as a hammer because it's only one tool. Government is force. And if you've got only one tool, force, you see everything as if it's a hammer, you see everything as a nail. And so we go around hammering everybody, trying to change people using force. And unfortunately, in the war on drugs, Christians are perhaps the worst about this. I'm ashamed to say this as a Christian. And so I wanted to get David Simpson on because he talks to Christians. And if you're not a Christian, if you're an atheist, listen to him because you, if you're a libertarian, you need to understand how to talk to Christians, how to explain to them that they shouldn't use this hammer to nail people on. This is a medical issue. It's a psychological issue. It's a spiritual issue if you're a Christian. You should understand this. David Simpson has introduced a bill that would essentially remove marijuana from all the Texas criminal code. Very different from what's been done in states where they've legalized recreational use, and Colorado, Washington, Alaska, and in the District of Columbia. In those areas, they want to still regulate and tax it very heavily. No, David Simpson says it is something that God did not make a mistake when he made it. God made marijuana. Think about that. And it has some real beneficial uses. There's a story up on Infowars.com today. Father faces 20 years in prison for treating daughter's cancer with cannabis oil. And when I heard David Simpson talk about this, that's what he was talking about. He was talking about medical marijuana. He was talking about two children in particular in his constituency, both of them suffering from severe medical conditions, and they could get no relief whatsoever from conventional medical pharmaceutical treatments. The only thing that helped them was cannabis oil. One family had the money that they could go to Colorado and do it legally. The only thing that stopped their child's convulsions over a period of time was cannabis oil. But, of course, the cannabis oil has THC in it, and so it's not legal. It's actually a Schedule I drug under our drug laws, which says that it has no medical value whatsoever. That's clearly a lie. And I want to talk to conservatives and the Christians and get them to understand that this is something that began at the United Nations 10 years before Nixon declared a war on drugs in 1971. In 1961, the United Nations set up a framework, an agenda, just like Agenda 21, just like they're setting up the UN Arms Trade Treaty. They always set these things up in the UN. Governments sign up as a treaty and say, we'll enact this into law. 10 years later, our government set up a narcotics law with the same drug scheduling that the UN had proposed in 1961. We set that up in 1971. And, of course, it's been the UN that has come back and said, we have to, lecturing the American government, saying, you've got to shut this down in Colorado and Washington. You can't have them allowing people to have marijuana. Lock these people up. And, of course, we have more people in prison in America than any other country per capita. Far more than Mao's China or Stalin's Russia per capita. It's an outrage what we have done in this country, and it's time we stop it. It's time we understand that just like alcohol prohibition, it corrupts our government, and it destroys private property. We've seen under Ronald Reagan, they moved the emphasis to the individual rather than to the Al Capones. And in doing so, creating mandatory minimums, creating civil asset forfeiture, what they did was they have destroyed our rights, our property rights, if you will. Why don't conservative Republicans care about that? Well, some do. And David Simpson does. We're going to talk to him in the next hour. And to give you a sample of what he says, I want to play this clip, this short clip of him talking about this bill that he introduced last week.
You know, the present war on drug policies have completely failed. And so, you know, God made marijuana. He didn't make a mistake when he made it. And I think it, like all things he made, should never be abused. And people should be responsible for their actions. But we shouldn't ban a plant that God made. We should use hemp for rope and for fiber and paper. We should use the marijuana with the THC in it to help people with epilepsy. I've got people in the district that I serve that have, one of them has a daughter that they've taken to MD Anderson, Mayo's, Cleveland Clinic, taken all the pharmaceutical drugs and has not been able to help but only harm their daughter who has 15 to 20 seizures a day. They, in desperation, went to Colorado. She went 2 weeks without any seizures. Now, not everybody has that luxury. They're very wealthy, and they can afford that. There's a 31-year-old that took a vaccine that killed everybody else in the lot, but caused him lots of problems, but his parents have lovingly cared for him. He's 31 years old now, receives food through a tube, but he has seizures all the time. They can't take him to Colorado, and they would be a felon if they brought the CBD oil back here. But I don't believe we need a big government solution to this problem. We don't need registries or more bureaucracy. We just need to hold people accountable for their actions.
Absolutely, and that's Representative David Simpson of Lubbock, Texas. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to be talking to him live. I couldn't agree with him more. He has a wonderful way to tackle this. As I point out, we have an article up on Infowars.com today. Father faces 20 years in prison, 20 years in prison, because he treated his daughter's cancer with cannabis oil. And we have a lot of cases where cancer has been treated effectively with cannabis oil. I have one in my folder here that I'm going to talk to David about a man, an elderly man who went through the standard chemotherapy. It looked like it was in remission, but before 5 years was up, it came back with a vengeance. Nothing helped him. They put him in hospice to die. He started taking cannabis oil, and he walked out of the hospice place. Now, that doesn't happen with everybody, but there's clearly a medical value to this. There's a medical value to it in terms of controlling seizures. There's a medical value in terms of controlling if people want to go through the standard chemotherapy, controlling the uncontrollable nausea that you go through with that if you're being treated, if you have cancer or if you have AIDS. It's absolutely criminal to take that away from people. And Rand Paul was right when he called Jeb Bush out on it. Jeb Bush, in his young preppy days, admitted to smoking it recreationally. But Jeb Bush, as governor, as a former governor, came out last year to try to shut down the medical use of marijuana, to criminalize it, to do things like sending a father to jail for 20 years because he treats his daughter, who has cancer, who's dying of cancer, with cannabis oil. Jeb Bush wants fathers like that in prison. I don't know where this is coming out of. I don't know what state this is in. I don't see it on the article. But that's what Jeb Bush wants in Florida. And, of course, 58% of the people in Florida said, no, we're not going to do that. But they needed 60% to change the law. So it is still illegal there. But Rand Paul made the case, and he was absolutely right, when he said, how dare you, Jeb Bush, say that you're going to lock somebody up for using something medicinally when you used it recreationally. Of course, there's a different standard for the Jeb Bushes. There's a different standard for the Hillary Clintons of this world, isn't there? They just walk. It doesn't matter what laws they break. They can violate all these laws, just like HSBC. They can violate the money laundering laws. They can launder money for billions of dollars worth, tens of billions of dollars worth for drug cartels and terrorists. And yet nothing happens to them but a fine. That's a very small percentage of their profits. There's one standard for the big guys, another standard for everybody else. And, of course, in Florida, Jeb Bush's daughter was hooked on prescription drugs. The reporter who reported that, the fact that she got off with nothing happening to her, just coincidentally, after the Bush family gave, I think it was $500,000 to the charity that was supported and worked with by the judge that was presiding over her case, after a reporter pointed that out, the reporter got attacked, because that's what happens in modern America. If you attack the powerful, if you point out the laws that they break, they come after you. They come after the whistleblower. They come after the journalist. They never put the criminals who are breaking the laws in jail. There's an article up on WorldNet Daily. Came out a couple of days ago. The Fed's plans to force vaccines on adults. Not only are they going to prohibit us making decisions to use things that are safe and effective, like cannabis oil, they're going to force us to buy the pharmaceutical company's products. And let me say this to all the people out there, all the liberal Democrats who are clamoring, and there's 29 bills, there's bills in 29 different states to take away your informed consent. They get around it partially by calling it your personal belief exemption. So you're not informed, you have a personal belief. If you disagree with them, you're not informed. You just have, you have faith in something that's not scientific. No, there's a lot of evidence about vaccine harm. And of course, to say that they're going to give you an exemption says that everything is mandated unless they give you an exemption. No, you need our consent. And we need the information. But they don't want to give it to you. They're not just coming after the kids and saying we're going to vaccinate them in the schools if they go to school. They're going to come after the adults. And so this is an article by an MD, and she writes that there was a Department of Health and Human Services National Adult Immunization Plan that was published February 5th of this year. This is one that got away from me. I didn't see this until just now. March the 9th was the last day for public comment about the National Adult Immunization Plan. It's a proposal by the orchestrators of Obamacare, she says, to forcibly vaccinate all adult Americans. It sounds benign on the surface, but it's not. It's a five-year national plan. How about that? You know, the communists and socialists love these five-year plans, don't they? She points that out in the article. It'll require engagement from a wide range of stakeholders to achieve its full vision. Why do they always refer to these people as stakeholders? Because you don't have a stake in this. You don't have any chips in this game. You don't get to make a decision. And you know what? When they damage you with these vaccines, you don't get to sue them either, because Ronald Reagan removed the liability of the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to vaccines. Did you know that? He did that back in the 1980s. I didn't know that until this whole thing started with the measles. Most people don't know that. We've talked earlier this week about a case in Charlotte, North Carolina. This young girl, $2 million, she was rewarded by the vaccine court, and $250,000 a year for life. And let me tell you something, that is not to reward, to compensate her for her pain and suffering, or to compensate her parents for their pain and suffering that they're going through. I'm sure that $250,000, they set that up just for medical bills, because you know what? When you go to the vaccine court, you don't have a judge. You don't have a jury. You just have a judge that's sitting there allocating this stuff out, and they do not compensate you for pain and suffering. So I've got to ask these people, why would we have our informed consent removed when the vaccine manufacturers, and there's that picture, if people are watching it, that's an amazing picture. That's the little girl who is suffering. I think she's now 13 or 14 years old. This happened to her when she was 3 months old. This is the Charlotte paper. And they ran this article because they, too, were amazed. Maybe you don't know about the vaccine court. If you don't know about it, look at Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We've talked to her on the radio. We've interviewed her many times here at InfoWars. And she knows all about it. And there's you need to educate yourself and others about the fact that they have absolutely no liability. Going back to this article at WorldNet Daily, I want to read what this MD said. She says, I have made the point that forced pro-forced vaccination crowd is generally also the pro-Roe v. Wade crowd. And you can't have both. You can't scream for a woman's right to choose when it applies to an abortion, but give her no right to choose what gets shot into her through a syringe. And she said, well, people will come back and say, you don't know what you're talking about. Abortion is a private issue. Vaccination is an issue of public health. She says this, let me be clear. Public health does not trump individual liberty. End of story. End of story. You cannot trump individual liberty. And let me tell you something. All this nonsense about herd immunity, we've said this many times, is nothing but a herd mentality. If it doesn't work for an individual, if you're not protected when you get your vaccine, if it's not effective to protect you against whatever you're being vaccinated for, it isn't going to protect you collectively either. And when you give up your rights as an individual, the herd doesn't have any rights either. You just become a bunch of sheep who are going to be ruled by wolves. But there is an amazing inconsistency in this when you look at the people who are reflexively so angry at people. And that's what the lady in Charlotte was talking to them about, is the picture that we just showed you, the child who got a $2 million award and $250,000 each year for life. One of the things they were saying is, like, you know, there's been a lot of these cases done. There's like $3 billion have been handed out by the vaccine court. But most people don't even know it exists. That's why there haven't been more people going to it, because they are just told that they don't have any rights to sue the pharmaceutical company. That's been removed by our government under Ronald Reagan, of course. I got to say, I just cannot understand why conservatives still worship this man. I think he was the biggest shill I've ever seen in my life. He's a guy who comes in. I love his speeches. I still love to hear Ronald Reagan's speeches. But if you look at what he did, if you look at the way he tried to gut the Second Amendment to please one of his friends who was shot, if you look at what he did on the war on drugs, if you look at what he did with a vaccine company, if you look what he did with Iran-Contra, with shipping weapons and weaponizing cocaine and crack cocaine and shipping that into L.A., so many things there. I'm sorry. He makes a great speech. He's a great actor. He played the role of president really well. But, you know, this guy was, his legacy is horrific, horrific. He presided over civil asset forfeiture as well as mandatory minimums. Now, the Senate is coming back again with CISPA. This is going to be CISPA 3. To make it look a little bit different, they removed the P. This is going to be CISA. The C represented protection. It's called the Cyber Information Sharing Act. It used to be called the Cyber Information Protection Sharing Act. No. The Cyber Security Information Sharing Protection Act. You know who they were protecting? They were protecting the companies who share your private information with the government. They were protecting them from lawsuits. And here it is, coming back the third time. Aaron Schwartz beat him twice, and I believe they suicided him for it. Come back, stay with us. We'll be right back, right after the break.
Hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as I pointed out in the last segment, joining us in the next hour is Representative David Simpson. We're going to talk to him about the law that he has just proposed last week that would basically remove marijuana from the Texas legal code, treat it, as he points out, like tomatoes or jalapenos. In other words, not regulate it, not tax it, just treat it for what it is, and that is something that God created. And that's the important thing, is he approaches this from a Christian perspective. And we need to reach out to Christians because they are the biggest cheerleaders, unfortunately, for the war on drugs. And we need to reach out to the GOP because even though it contradicts their principles of private property with things like civil asset forfeiture, they're nevertheless reflexively supporting this policy that has failed now for 40 years. And we saw it fail with alcohol prohibition. Now, of course, Hillary Clinton and her emails are still in the story. I tweeted out earlier today, you know, she's telling us that, as Rand Paul pointed out, her convenience trumps national security. But you know what? It seems like national security always trumps our convenience. It trumps our privacy. It trumps our rights. It trumps the rule of law. It trumps everything. It's the thing that we always appeal to take away everything that we have as individuals. I mean, even when you look at these mandatory vaccine laws, they're really saying, well, we have to have, you know, we got to protect the national security, the public, so you have no rights as individuals. No. If you give up your rights so that you get security, so that you get safety, you will have neither. As Benjamin Franklin pointed out, you deserve neither. But we've seen throughout history that when you give up your rights, you know what? You become a slave, and slaves have no security. You wind up in a maximum security prison. I'd like to play this. Guys, let's get this this clip set up with Josh Earnest squirming, trying to defend Hillary Clinton's deletion of emails. I think that's a great clip. But going back to the marijuana thing, one of the things that is really outrageous, and again, look at this article, look at this video that is up on Infowars.com, where a father is facing 20 years in prison because he was treating his daughter, who's dying of cancer, with cannabis oil. This is just amazing. We need to have jury nullification to shut that kind of thing down, and we need to have nullification at the state level, which is what David Simpson is going to be doing. But let's go to that clip from Hillary Clinton.
Josh, did the White House know that Hillary Clinton was deleting 30,000 emails that she sent to Secretary of State?
John, I can tell you that I was not aware of the personal email habits of the secretary when maintaining her personal email inbox.
Well, I'm not talking about her habits while she was secretary. I'm talking about what she did just a few months ago, which was deleting 30,000 emails that she sent to the Secretary of State without anybody determining, except for her and her team, and her and her team alone, that those emails didn't need to be part of the public record because they determined they were strictly personal.
Well, again, John, this is a decision that was made by Secretary Clinton and her team, and what we're talking about are emails that she described as personal, that relate to you know, what she described as a variety of own personal arrangements, whether it's her daughter's wedding or
all these emails
or the personal things of that nature. So, again, I'd refer you to Secretary Clinton's team about the decision that they made on that. But, again, we're talking about the a decision that she has made related to her own personal email, and that falls outside the purview of the government.
Can the White House assure the public
her own personal server? Yeah, that's what came out. She did this. Let's cut that. She did this, she says, for her convenience. But, you know, how many of you think that it's more convenient to set up your own personal server in your house than it is just to use the email that they want you to use at work because you want to hide what you're doing? I mean, that's really the issue. And I think the amazing thing was how she got caught in the lie as she's standing before the UN giving her prepared speech of a little over an hour. The Wall Street Journal interviewed someone who said Bill Clinton never emails. He's had two emails his entire life, both of them as president, and here's the two times he did it. He doesn't use email whatsoever. And she was telling people she had this because she was emailing her husband. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.